I'm Trace Ellis, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. In this episode, Senate Republican leader John Braun on the Second Amendment, a busy week for freshman Senator Nikki Torres, and housing with Senator Shelley Short. We start with Senator Braun. How does a Democrat bill now in the legislature go after firearms manufacturers in the state?
By increasing their cost to do business here, and maybe more importantly, significantly increasing their liability exposure for doing business here. Let's be clear. All this bill does is run these companies out of our state, take the jobs out of our state, and they would likely move somewhere else where they can operate in a friendlier environment. But it's not going to do anything to solve the problem that the Democratic majority claims to want to work on. They want to work on reducing crime in our state. You don't do that by running legitimate businesses that are following the rules out of our state. You do that by changing behavior, and that's what they're not willing to face.
Where do you think anti-Second Amendment activists get it wrong?
The anti-Second Amendment folks in our state, they're very proud that Washington is now what they call it, one of the top states in laws that restrict access to firearms. And yet, we are at a 25-year high in crime, in violent crime in our state. Nothing shows more clearly that just adding more laws to go after mostly legal, law-abiding gun owners is doing nothing to reduce crime in our state. The one they have now is they want to restrict access to modern sporting rifles, what they term assault rifles. But it does nothing to stop illegal use. What this does is go after legal users who are following the law, are safe and thoughtful in their use of firearms.
How do you think the legislature should tackle gun violence in our state?
What the Democratic majorities want to do is they want to change things, but changing things is relatively easy. What you have to do if you're going to stop gun violence and stop violent crime altogether is you got to change people. And that's a much broader decision. It involves making sure we have stable families to raise children. It means making sure we deal effectively and timely with mental health issues. Make sure we're dealing with substance abuse issues, make sure we're dealing with the social emotional challenges that have come most recently from the pandemic. These are the issues that are much harder to get after, but they're the ones that will really have an impact on violent crime in our state.
That's Senator Braun. Cracking down on organized retail theft is the aim of a bill in the state Senate. Senator Torres's legislation creates a tougher penalty for stealing at least $750 worth of merchandise with two or more accomplices.
People are just walking in, and sometimes within a few minutes, another person that walks in or two other people walk in right within less than 5 minutes span of the first person, and they're actually together, and they're walking in, grabbing merchandise, and just walking right out the front door.
The Pasco Republican says the measure is crucial to protecting retailers, consumers, and Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities disproportionately affected by the retail theft epidemic.
People knew that they could get away with it, so they were going in and just getting a slap on the hand and just walking out pretty much. And retailers are really tired of it. They're losing a lot of money because of this, and they really want it to stop.
The bill cleared the Senate Law and Justice Committee and now moves to the Budget Committee. The future of farming is the focus of Senator Torres's first bill to pass out of the state Senate. It supports the next generation of farmers by expanding a farm internship program.
This is a great opportunity for interns who want to learn how to farm or run a farm, including people who want to work in the hop industry, if you consider that 70% of the nation's hops come from Central Washington.
Torres's 15th district is a leading hop producer. The Pasco Republicans' measure grows and solidifies the program.
The bill would open up the program to all counties and make the program permanent.
The legislation passed unanimously in the Senate and is now headed to the House. Senator Short is sponsoring bills that make changes to the Growth Management Act. How do these measures fit into what Republicans are trying to do this year to make housing more affordable and accessible?
Well, if you think of land use is one of those things that has tremendous impact on where you can build and how expensive it is. If you have less area to build, those prices are going to go up. So land use decisions are a huge part of the process, but so is permit reform. So is giving, you know, options and tools, regardless of where you are at in the state, to develop building. It might look different in Seattle from where it is, you know, back home in our communities, but we need tools, not less. We need to get government out of the way so these things can occur and people can actually find homes and afford their homes. And, you know, a lot of our ideas are actually being picked up by our Democratic colleagues, which I'm excited about. Like, it doesn't have to be my bill. The ideas are out there, and there's a lot going on in many of those areas. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens this session.
That's Senator Short. I'm Trace Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus.